Dr. Seth Moore is Director of Biology and Environment with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The Grand Portage Band engages in fisheries and wildlife research projects throughout the year, and Dr. Moore joins us now in the studio to talk a little bit about some of the band's current and ongoing projects. Welcome, Dr. Moore.
Thanks, Kara. How's it going today?
It's great. Thanks for coming into the studio.
And today I'm going to talk a little bit about the Grand Portage Native Fish Hatchery. We're going to be ramping up our hatchery production this year, and I thought this was a good opportunity to talk about it. Some background on our fish hatchery in Grand Portage. We actually began operation in late winter of 2007, and the construction of our hatchery was funded by grants from the federal government and then also by the Reservation Tribal Council. The purpose of our hatchery was to help to strengthen the connection between Grand Portage tribal people and the resources upon which they subsist.
Was the band engaged in any kind of hatchery work before this?
That's a great question. We actually have stocked fish for the past couple of decades. I think we began in the early 90s. We were stocking coaster brook trout that were provided from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And we wanted an opportunity to sort of be self-sustaining in terms of restoring native fish, which gave us the impetus to build the hatchery and start doing it on our own. Our hatchery began with the purpose of restoring native species to Lake Superior and to inland lakes on the reservation. And one thing that I've noticed in working here for Grand Portage is that it's very important to the Indian tribes to restore native species. Those are the species that have evolved in this region and are what tribal people have subsisted upon for centuries. And so all the tribes in the Midwest in their hatcheries are exclusively rearing native species. To go on to non-native species, a lot of non-native species have been stocked into Lake Superior for the purpose of angling, and those are species like steelhead or rainbow trout, Chinook and coho salmon, and the issue with them is they're not really evolved to this ecosystem, and they're also not very efficient from a metabolic standpoint, so it takes a lot of native food to produce a catchable size fish, and in addition to that, the non-native salmonids, the steelhead, the chinook, and the coho salmon are really expensive to raise in hatcheries.
What kind of fish do you hatch?
Well, our hatchery is designed as a native fish hatchery, so we only stock and restore native fish species. It began as a cold water fish hatchery, which is designed for the trout and salmon species, and then also lake whitefish and the lake herring and cisco species. In recent years, we've added a warm water system so that we can try to increase the temperature and start to restore species like walleye and lake sturgeon.
Okay. Do you have staff that man the hatchery?
Yeah, I have a hatchery manager that's down there every single day, several hours a day, and then the rest of my biology staff, which is another biologist and another technician, also assist when we have projects that we're working on.
Well, pretty exciting stuff. And I know that you mentioned at one time that you were bringing some of the kids from Oshkeogimog over to the hatchery for various projects. Has anything been going on with that?
Yeah, actually, we just had them here this week. We brought some of the kids down to look at some of the whitefish and herring eggs that we had stripped from the commercially caught fish. And then we also were showing them some of our brook trout eggs. Our brook trout eggs have eyes in them right now, which indicates that the baby fish are growing well and have developed to the point where you can see the eyes through the egg. So they'll be hatching out fairly soon. And then in addition to that, we have a nice experiment we're going to work on with the charter school's kids as well. When the eggs hatch, we're going to have some of the eggs in a flow-through hatchery, which is drawing water right from Lake Superior. And then we're going to have some of the fry in a recirculating raceway, which is recirculating our water, and it's much warmer. And then we're going to be able to measure the growth rates of the fish in the two different raceways. And it'll be a nice little science experiment for the kids just to show how a difference in temperature can really impact how quickly the fish grow.
And they'll be coming back regularly to monitor?
Yeah, when we start the experiment on the growth rates, we'll have them there from the very beginning. They'll come down frequently. We'll set up the experiment. We'll run it for a while. We'll measure the fish. Then we'll allow the fish to grow some more, we'll measure them again, and then we can track their growth through time and look at the growth rate differences, and then even do a little bit of small-scale science stuff, like calculate some averages and really look at what these differences are.
Well, excellent. We're talking with Dr. Seth Moore. He's a wildlife biologist with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and he joins us regularly to talk about the band's current and ongoing natural resource projects. I want to finish up here with some trivia. You've been sharing bits of trivia from your daughter. She's quite the character.
Yes, she really is. She has a really interesting piece of trivia for us this week, and that is, if you cut off a cockroach's head, it can survive for weeks without starving to death. And I will tell you that we don't know this from experience.
Thank goodness. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Sure. Thank you, Kara.
All right.